the statistics on the jobs, as we all to forget, I'm barely 1 year in office. Some of these statistics are being collected as we speak. So the labor statistics as to the amount of jobs that have been created, those are not statistics that are at hand anywhere, even for me, for the government. I believe that they are in the process of being assembled. So perhaps in 2 or 3 months' time, we'll be in a position to answer that question in a more effective manner.
Well, that was President Akufo-Addo. Now, labor consultant Austin Gami has joined us on the line to assess the president's response to the question. Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thank you, sir. Now, Mr. Gami, the president has said that we would have to wait for 3 months to get his definite response to the number of jobs created by the government. Is that convincing?
Well, thank you. Labor statistics, especially reference to employment and non-employment, has always been challenging. We do not have an official data on this in this country for many years, even though we've been trying as a nation to put it together. It's not yet, you know, firmed. And I'm sure that is what the president might be referring to. That notwithstanding, there is always a way through the office of the chief labor officer that you can have some snippets of information anyway. But if it's to be a reliable information, at least as near as possible, then it will have to be done in a more, you know, a better way than the way we used to have it. Perhaps that's what is informing the president to say the way he said it.
But, Mr. Gami, is it a misnomer for a government in power for a year to say it is yet to have information on unemployment in the country? You are saying that we do not have any clear figures, any definite figures.
Yeah, to be honest with you, this is Ghana, and our labor statistics is not all that clear. And he was just being upfront in a way. Those that he could talk to, for instance, the people who were advertising for X number of openings, and you have thousands and thousands, he was quite candid to mention them. I took note of it from your network. But the other difficulty I think we must appreciate is that we have a population that ranging between 18 to about 35 and also between 40 to 45 that are looking for job. Plus and minus, we have about 14 million people that are open to the job market. Statistically, the public sector has just about 600,000 plus, and the private sector, those who pay Social Security, which is then official, are about 1.7 million people. So by and large, we have just about 1.8 or so, call it 2 million people in formal sector employment in Ghana. The remaining people who are eligible to work and are looking for a job will be well over 12 million people that are hanging in this country into the informal sector of the economy. Those are in the farming communities, are in various other shops, and are working in Makola and so forth and so on. These are very difficult statistics to pull. Not even the University of Ghana or Ghana Statistical Service can pull that out easily. There is a formal way that it should have been done through the structures by the Labor Department, which is not yet in place. So I think that that is maybe what is creating the problem, but this is by and large the way these things are discussed.
Now, Mr. Gami, from the figures you are given, the situation seems to have assumed a security issue. Now, should the government therefore be in a hurry to solve the huge unemployment in the country?
I'm sure that is the reason, right from the campaign into first year in the office of the president. He keep mentioning that his flagship assignment will be to ensure that he creates jobs through the one district, one factory, through the one dam, one village, through the various other things that he wanted to do. We are all waiting, like it's been said, maybe this week or next week, some of the procurement things will begin. Let's see what will be, because it will be too early, just 1 year. I'm sure when the statistics in 3 months come, we'll know which areas have been covered so far. But generally speaking, the one district, one factory has not yet taken off. The promise is that this year we're going to have something about it. I think the private sector will be the one that we can be talking to find out what is in the offing for all of us. But it's a national security problem. It admittedly, we should not hide it. Something will have to be done about it before the young ones become provoked and doing things that may not be palatable for all of us.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Mr. Game. That was Labour consultant Austin Game. He was commenting on the president's response to unemployment statistics in the country.